morning. Living Point, Lincoln Area Circles. This is Brian.
Room 219.
219?
219, yeah.
Okay. You're going to get yelled at, right?
What?
So you're not going to get yelled at, right?
Why would I?
Well, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to get in trouble. Hang on. Hello?
Yeah?
Oh, somebody is ringing the phone.
Yeah, we need to speak with you. Are you available?
Yes, I guess so.
Okay. I noticed that you haven't paid your bill yet. We slipped it under your door.
Okay, you said that we paid our bill yet.
Yeah, we slipped it under your door.
Wait a minute. No, it's just talking to my wife.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from the front desk, and we have noticed you haven't paid your bill yet. We slipped it under your front door, and we waited for it all night.
What do you mean you slipped it under our front door?
Under the door. That's how we bill our customers.
Well, there's nothing under our front door. Room 219?
Right, yeah. Well, we're still waiting for payment for that room.
Well, when I was down there, and I gave my credit card, and besides, you have my credit card from the Hilton's Honors.
Oh, you have a Honors Rewards card.
Yes.
We don't have any of that here. We don't have a credit card in the space.
Well, you have
the field is empty.
Because you ran it through.
The field is empty, ma'am, and we don't have your Hilton's Honors. And if you don't give us your Hilton Honors number, then you're not going to get credited for this night, for this stay.
Well, I could care less about that.
Well, are you trying for the frequent flyer miles, or?
Actually, we're not. But I can't believe you're calling us at this hour. I mean, we can certainly take care of it in the morning, but I already gave you my credit card.
Well, the problem is, the last time this happened, the person left at 5 a.m.
Well, we're not going to.
What time are you guys going to be leaving?
We'll be lucky if we leave by noon.
Well, that's checkout time, ma'am. You can't stay past noon.
Pardon me?
You can't stay past noon.
Well,
she will pay. We'll have to charge you for two nights.
We will not stay past noon.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you want us to do about it. I'm not going to get dressed and come down there now.
Is it all right if I come down there and I could, get your card and I could bring it back to the front desk and...
You have our card number.
The field is blank. There are 16 spaces for a credit card number. Every single one of the numbers is blank.
Who are you looking at? What name?
219. Dawn. I can't pronounce the last name.
Well, our name is very easy to pronounce. It's Wright. W-R-I-G-H-T.
Oh, my goodness. This is the wrong room.
Yes, it is. Well, we have room 219.
Don Alfredo Villa.
Well, that's not.
Alas. Oh. I don't know what we're going to do about this. Is it all right if I come down there and see if Don Villa Alfreda Nova is in your room with you?
Well, you certainly can. It's just my husband and me.
Okay, are you all dressed properly, or should I give you a few minutes?
I'm not going to get dressed now, for heaven's sake. I mean, it's in the middle of the night.
I know. I can't afford to pay for someone's stay
here.
Well,
you don't have to worry. We're going to pay for it. We always have. This is really disturbing.
Well, actually, you sound like pretty cheap, you know, like you might want to run out on us.
What?
You know what I'm saying, just the sound of your voice. You sound kind of like you would save a buck if you could.
My voice sounds like I'm the kind that would run out on you?
Yeah, or, you know, maybe clip a coupon to save a dollar on
Tide. I don't even think this must be the Hampton Inn. I can't believe you're calling.
Oh, we're just bored up here at the front desk.
You're bored at the front desk?
Yeah, we're bored. We're kind of messing with the customers tonight.
You're bored at the front desk, so you're messing with the customers?
Are you?
Yeah, well, actually, all three of us that are working the graveyard shift tonight are in on this. It's just so fun. God, you wouldn't believe some of the things people say to us, but you're being really nice.
Well, I'm trying to be. I can't believe this.
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Yes.
Hi, my name is... I'm sorry, ma'am?
Yes.
I'm sorry, my name is Jeremy. I'm calling from the front desk as well. Yes. I'd like to apologize for my coworker's behavior. She wasn't supposed to let on that you know, this was a joke. This was supposed to be, you know, kind of a secret.
This is a joke?
Well, no, I mean, we're calling from the front desk. We're just kind of messing with the people, but she wasn't supposed to tell you that. She was just supposed to, you know... I'm sorry, she's kind of with this, you know.
Well, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
you can be sure that your management...
That's kind of what the funny part is. I mean, don't you get it? Isn't it? It's funny, isn't it? Come on, you don't get us in trouble. You're supposed to... You're supposed to laugh.
Your credit card.
Hey, if you talk to the manager, we're going to double charge your credit card.
I'm going to... Just a second. You can talk to my husband.
Okay.
Alan.
Hello?
Hello, sir?
Yes.
Hi, this is David. I'm calling from the front desk.
Yeah.
I was trying to talk to your wife there before. We've been having some problems in regards to the noise that's been originating from your room. I tried to talk to her about it.
We've been sleeping.
Well, I've been trying to talk to your wife about it, and she says that you know, there's been some kind of this is. She says just a joke, and I'm afraid not. We've been, you know, getting to over two different rooms.
Come up here?
Well, actually, we were going to request that you come down here. You know, if you guys can't keep the noise down, we're going to have to evict you from your room tonight.
Come up where there's no noise from this room.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I've gotten two different noise complaints. I don't think you're being fully honest with me.
It's sleepy.
I don't think so, sir. I'm not with the noise complaints I've gotten. I think you're trying to you know, pull my leg here. Sir?
Yes. You know, we've stayed at Hampton Inns for years.
Well, I'm going to let you talk to our... excuse me. I'm going to let you talk to my manager. He'll be able to sort through this.
Okay. What's the noise?
Hello, this is Brad. Can I help you?
What's the problem?
I'm not sure. He handed the phone to me. Is there a problem? Have you called for a reason?
No, he called.
Oh.
Your desk called.
Well, apparently there was some noise complaints coming from several of the rooms around you and below you.
What kind of noise?
I don't know. Loud, you know, grunting noises.
Grunting noises?
Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a problem tonight, or do you think you can kind of, you know, shut the hell up? Hello, sir?
We've been sleeping. My wife is having cancer treatments.
Call it what you want, you know, but you really need to do whatever you're doing quieter. Okay, sir? Hello?
My wife and I will discuss this.
Okay, that sounds good. As long as you can discuss it, as long as you can discuss it quietly, though.
We can leave.
I'm sorry. Hello.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
You're thinking.
I'm trying to understand what your problem is.
Okay. Let you talk to my supervisor just a minute.
Somebody come up here and listen to the door. See if we.
Hello.
Huh?
Yeah, you paid for your room with food stamps, and that's not legal tender for accommodations.
We gave a MasterCard to you.
Oh, no, it was food stamps.
Food stamps? We don't have a food stamp credit card. We do not have a food stamp to the code.
Unheard of. Hello, sir?
Yes. What are you laughing about?
You cheap old bastard with food stamps.
food stamps?
We're not really the front desk. We're just friends of your daughter's, and she asked. Yeah, this is so funny, isn't it? She asked that we call you up and harass you.
What are you talking about?
Your daughter? We're friends of your daughter?